Let's go to England, where a 17-year-old boy will appear in court in Liverpool this morning. He's charged with the murder and attempted murder after 13 people, including 11 children, were stabbed at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Southport near the city on Monday. Three little girls died. 100 people were arrested last night during protests in central London that police believe were connected to the Southport attack. Tommy Mescal is our London correspondent. Tell us what happened near where you are, Tommy.
Yes, at around 7 o'clock yesterday evening, Gavin, a protest got underway outside Downing Street, and it wasn't long before it turned pretty violent. Far-right chants could be heard, some individuals wrapped in the English flag, bottles and cans thrown at police, and flares were also shot towards the gates of Downing Street. There was a quite significant policing operation in place, a helicopter hovering above, and a team of riot police circled the demonstrations and prevented people from getting into the centre of it, and then one by one you could see them removing certain individuals. So it was brought under control by around 9 o'clock last night, and as you say, over 100 arrests in total. Now this afternoon, the Prime Minister Keir Starmer is due to hold a round table meeting with senior police officers in Downing Street, and we expect him to tell them that people cannot be allowed to use the right to protest to wreak havoc. He's also expected to give his full backing to police to use their powers to clamp down on the violence, because this isn't the first time this has happened. This was the second night of violent clashes, and it wasn't just in London. There were also incidents in Manchester, in Hartlepool, and in Aldershot.
What's happening in Liverpool today?
Yeah, so around midnight last night, there was a confirmation from the UK's Crown Prosecution Service that a 17-year-old boy was charged with 3 counts of murder and 10 counts of attempted murder. He's due to appear before Liverpool City Magistrates Court at some point this morning. Given his age, though, his name cannot be reported. There were warnings last night as well from the Deputy Chief Prosecutor at that press conference that while these charges are a significant milestone, as she put it, the investigation is still very much a live one, and therefore she appealed to people not to be speculating online for fear that it could prejudice the proceedings. We know, Gavin, that a number of children remain in hospital. Some of them are still critical, and unfortunately 3 children were killed in that attack at that dance class. B.B. King, Elsie Stancombe and Alice Aguirre.
Tommy, thank you. That's our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal.